two shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Who's up, baby?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Booze Up Bitches coming at you every Friday. We have been consistent. Yeah, mark it down on your calendars. So, boozy bitches, I'm Marissa.
I'm Anne.
And before we go into our topic today with our guest, today our guest is Audrey.
Oh, hello.
Thank you.
I'm honored, everybody.
I'm honored.
Audrey
is a close friend of Angie's, grown up together on same street.
The sister I like.
Oh, damn. The what?
The sister I like.
Oh, nice. Oh. At Mel.
Yeah.
She probably
Mel, I love
listen.
You. She doesn't listen, so it's fine.
So before we dive into some questions and our topics today, we like to start, as we've been doing for the past couple of episodes, by reading emails or DMs from our listeners about times they've done something crazy or shameful or just embarrassing while drunk, or maybe just a story they had their friends. And we still want to hear from you. Tomorrow, the video on Instagram is posting up my tutorial because you guys need it. You need a tutorial.
Yeah, you need to email us at boozedupbitches without the I at gmail.com. So that's boozedupbtches@gmail.com.
Yes, or follow us on Instagram.
Definitely
at
follow
boozed
us
up bitches with the
out the I.
Out the I. Boozed up bitches, BTCHES. And you can just DM us on there too. Maybe you don't want to use your email. Maybe it's attached to work and you don't want your boss reading your email and finding out that crazy thing you did at the office party 2 weeks ago. So DM us.
Yeah. Valid. Like, don't use your work email. I don't know what to tell you about that one.
Yeah. What?
What?
I'm already so we had. Good. We are boozy here today. So I read an email, nice longer email last week. So we're going to do just one again this week. It's a little bit longer. And Angie's going to read it for us.
All right. So here we go. So hello. When I was 17 years old, my best friend and I went out to celebrate my birthday. We had bought Michelob, Heineken, and a bottle of Jack Daniels. We went to this campground where there was this little tiny pond called Hidden Lake. We usually went there to fish, but this night was not about fishing. We were hanging out and drinking, and a little while later, my two brothers showed up. Last thing I remember is throwing a bottle of Heineken full and unopened and hitting my brother in the nuts. The next morning, I came to. I was half in and half out of a tent that was ripped to shreds. I felt like my body had been beaten by a bat. Woo! The bottle of Jack Daniels was completely empty. There were beer bottles everywhere, but not my friend or my brother's. I was the only one there. I walked only to find my friend.
This is scary.
This is how you get murdered.
Is this like
when
a police
decide,
report right now,
yeah,
actually?
When you decide to get drunk in the middle of the woods.
Yeah,
like this
blackout.
Is literally how you get murdered.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, how I'm reading this so far is that her brother.
His
this brother.
This is a guy.
All right. You know what? Gender isn't real.
Yeah.
So this person's brother got hit in the nuts with beer and then beat their sibling with
yes.
a baseball bat and put their body in a tent. That's where I'm at in the story
yeah,
right
that
now.
Is, like a murder. Like this
yeah,
is
so
a
please tell me
story.
If that's actually what happened.
I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. I walked only to find my friend in the middle of the woods lying face down. I rolled him over and checked that if he was alive and got him to come to.
So he's alive. That's good.
Good. He was covered in black tar from head to toe.
What the fuck?
I had the worst headache of my life. I left the campsite and decided to hitchhike 4 miles away. Also how you get
literally,
murdered.
This
what
the
is fuck?
Like the next Goosebumps book or
yeah.
something. Like.
Literally. And a witch picked me up.
And a witch, yeah. We got to the beach and sat in the ocean in the tide. My friend and I sat and he picked off all the tar. We were both 100% still drunk. After that, I felt sick for 4 days straight and have honestly not gotten drunk since. Thanks for listening. Keith, you wild man, you.
Maybe Keith. Well, he said he's never drank since, so, like, clearly
he's learned his lesson.
That was a bad one.
I want to know where the tar came from.
And, like, did they tar and feather the other members?
Yeah, like I don't know. Where did the brothers go?
Is this, like, a medieval gang or something? Like, getting your bats and, like, tar?
What year is this?
Literally.
You know, like, I have a lot of
questions. Back in the 1594.
I hate a lake.
Yeah, exactly. You're in the woods by lake.
How old are you, Keith?
It was his 17th birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But well, it said now. It was his. Yeah, but yeah. Like, how old is he now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, like, where does the tar? That is my biggest question. And where does everyone else go?
Yeah.
Keith, we have some follow up questions for you. If you're tuning in, Keith, please answer.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Do you still talk to your brothers?
Yeah. Should we be reaching out to someone?
Did you clean up after yourself? Because
Earth Day.
You left all that garbage everywhere. It hurts me.
All right, God. Over here. So.
Forget that. Just tell us where the tar came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he also, was he feather? Like, what? I don't get this. How do
let
you find
us know,
tar?
Keith. If you're Keith's brother, let us know. How
did
are you
beat him with a bat?
Would you like to come on the show and talk about it?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to anyone about your feelings, Keith's brothers? It could help.
The friend. Did you get all the tar off?
Are they alive?
Are you alive?
Literally.
You sent the email, but...
You're yelling into the void.
Who sent the email? Was it really Keith?
Who's that, like, Long Island
We're turning
into Teresa Cappucci.
Oh.
I'm seeing a Keith in the crowd.
We're
like,
literally, like... That's what I This has literally become the murder podcast.
Like, this is exactly the direction I wanted to go in, so... This has been my plot
really
since,
separate, Andy.
Since, like...
Oh, my God. She's leading us, like,
two episodes, and I was like, we're turning this into a new direction. That's why we've already gone over stalkers and... borderline personality disorder.
And today, what are we gonna go over? Bisexuality.
Marissa is making the rainbow. Yep, imagination hands over my head right now.
Yes. So, out of the three people sitting in this room, we have an out bisexual, right? Correct?
Well, why don't you just, like, say your
okay. Like, state your name and your sexual orientation.
Listen.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Ange.
Hi, Ange.
Good. Audrey.
Hi, Ange.
Thank you. And I am heterosexual woman. I go with
nobody
she. I go by she.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I would consider myself bisexual.
Okay, I'm Audrey. I'm a cisgendered woman.
Okay.
I identify as homoromantic but pansexual.
Whoa, that's...
So, let's go over that for those who may not know.
Like Ange. The whole cis thing.
Oh, yeah. So, cisgender, what does that entail?
Cis means that your gender identity matches your biological sex in a way. So, like, if you were born with a penis and you identify as a man, or you were born with a vagina and you identify as a woman.
Yeah.
And
it's just, like, I am a woman.
Who identifies as a
woman. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then you said, what was the one?
Homoromantic?
Yeah.
So, my thing is, like, sexuality is always changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you have to identify it, it sort of boxes you a little bit. So, like, when I first started kissing girls, I was like, maybe I'm bi, but I still like guys, you know? And I feel like every, like, queer kid did that.
Yeah.
Your natural thing is to go to straight.
Yes.
And then when you find out it's other, you're, like, shocked.
Yeah. It's like, because we're born, literally, like, as when you're born a female... Usually, most of the time, your parents are told, oh, you're going to find a husband, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids, you're going to find a prince,
Strong drink, folks.
A prince or a king, you know, it's like kind of like set in your mind. And the same goes for males as well. And like, it's weird because it's like you have to like come out as something else if you don't follow that. And it's like, but...
Well, that's why...
That's not how everyone is, really.
Like, everyone I live with and, like, my friends, we're really moving just towards saying, like, we're queer.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I love the word
queer. That's a nice umbrella.
And I'm bringing it back. And it's a great umbrella.
You can even be straight and be queer, correct? That's what I've heard. That there are people who literally consider themselves queer straight. Is that so stupid? Or, like,
yeah,
what?
I feel like that's
you're trying to get on, like, jump on a bandwagon that you shouldn't
read. I think that's called being, like, an ally, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that feels nice.
Yeah. Maybe, like being supportive of the queer.
Yeah, wait, what was that? Yeah. Like, identifying the gay and straight club? What was that? What? Club in high school. Wasn't it something about allies? It was like the gay and straight alliance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah. I like that. Okay, keep going.
See, like that.
Side note.
Yeah. She's a gay straight alliance.
Yeah, an alliance.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm, like, pretty drunk, though, like, I mean, I have made out with girls when I was, like, sober because I dated a girl. Mm-hmm. But, like, the, like, random, most of the, like, all other than that, all of the random times were, like, because I was drunk.
Well, that's so, because like, girls I've never so been, like, rarely, like, take the initiative to be, like, the aggressor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, we're drunk and we're just girls who make out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but.
Literally, like, my friends, like, let's just make out, okay?
No, like, of course I encourage that, though, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to get drunk and make out with girls.
Yeah. I did that one time. I went to the one, you know, town around here that has all the bars, and I went with, like, this group of people, and it was my good friend at the time. It was her brother's friend, and she's a lesbian, so, and I knew that about her. She talks about it a lot, and I was, like, hanging out with her a lot, and then she just, like, we just, like, started making out, and then the entire night she just kept buying me drinks and taking me around and making out with me, and I was like, all right, like, I didn't pay for a single fucking drink that night, and I just made out with
them.
Listen, using both sexes evenly.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is the gender equality I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Yes.
Use them all.
Use them all.
You were talking about before we very derailed.
So derailed.
Are we rerouting back?
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay. So the only persons I've ever felt, like, a deep emotional connection with have been women.
Okay.
I never feel, like, emotionally attached to guys.
Okay.
Like, I fuck way more guys than I fuck women for, like, largely the same reasons.
Okay.
But I've never felt, like, this guy I was just seeing.
Yeah.
I guess we'll keep it off.
I follow your Finsta, but, like, so, like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, you don't have to say. You can give him, like, a fake name if you want,
but
it doesn't matter.
We're big fans of that.
All right, someone throw one out there. I wasn't prepared for that.
Roderick.
What? It's gotta be something easy.
Alex is weird, though. Rod. I don't want to call him Rod.
Yeah, no.
You're gonna give him a euphemism for... Wait, maybe that's a good idea.
Okay,
so Rod was just supposed to be a Rod. And then he thought he was somebody special.
Yes.
And, like, I felt so bad. I kept saying, like, don't expect anything. I don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with you. And eventually I was just like, you're obviously not listening.
Yeah.
Like, you're head over heels right now.
Yeah.
This person is also about, like, 30 years older than me.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, a 28-year age gap, which is whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's fine. And, like, I eventually had to go over there, and I was like, too nervous to break up with him.
Yeah.
I was like smoking a blunt, like, just in his living room, like, huffing on it. And then I think we're over. And he was like, you broke me. And I was like, bruh, it's late.
I was raining out a little bit.
Like,
it's right. You really set the mood for heartbreak.
Yeah. So, yeah, at this point in my life, I only identify as homoromantic because I've only felt romantic feelings for women.
Okay, so that makes 100% sense. Yes.
Yeah, right?
And then what was the...
Pansexual?
Pansexual, okay. Yes.
So, pansexual is like, you don't care what their gender identity is. You're just attracted
to the person, right?
It's literally like the just
personality.
Yeah, I'm, like, so attracted to people where, like, have that very gender-fluid look. Like, you look at them and you're like, is that a guy? Is that a girl? Like, I'm so attracted by that. Which isn't meant to be, like, a kink aimed at a certain group of people. I just kind of find that gender fluidity really appealing to people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's generally a sign that they're, I don't know, just someone I'm more compatible with. Yeah. So I sexually, like, if someone is a trans person, if someone has a different appearance than what they identify with, if someone's straight, if someone's gay, if someone's bi, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you're a person. Yeah. So you sleep with straight people, I sleep with bi people, I sleep with gay people, I sleep with gender fluid people.
Yeah.
And trans people and everyone who falls under that LGBTQIA plus community.
Yeah.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The queers.
The right.
That's what
So we're gonna obviously clear that this is our topics. This is what we're saying. So I wrote down a couple questions. So I want to ask you, like, when did you notice that this, like, that, like, oh, okay, I don't follow the norm. I'm not just into guys. Like, when did that, like, kind of, when do you think that really hit in? And then when do you think you, like, actually came out about it? Because that's, like, you know, what everyone wants to hear, as if it has to be, like, some big thing. I don't know.
So, wait, is it my face?
No. I was saying something weird. Like, I was like,
No. Because I was thinking really hard about these questions. Because first of all, yo, these drinks are fucking strong. We all act like this is a game.
We never said what we were drinking. We normally do that.
Yeah. Hence the drunkenness. Do we, like, record it and put it in?
Or no, we're just going to say, like, we're just drinking vodka and maybe Tampico.
Maybe having a few other hunts.
Yeah, we have, like, some other spices on the side.
I threw a Starburst in my drink.
That's not what
we're getting
Audrey
a little
read,
crazy.
Yeah.
I'm covering.
I know. Yes. Everything's legal.
Everything's legal. We're all legal.
Everything's of age.
No, okay. For real, though. We really don't promote underage drinking.
We don't. Or any illegal activities.
Our
at
last
all.
Week, our guest was.
I don't
under
even like jaywalking.
And did not drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, jaywalking? Who?
I don't like littering.
Well, yeah. No, I don't either.
That's just got my mad voice. With the beer cans. She said, we're done with her.
Keith.
Oh my god, that whole section is about to be cut out. We're, like, getting real off topic.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Okay.
When did you notice you were into both females and males?
And whoever, basically.
So, when I was 15. Okay, so there's a point when it, like, physically happened and I acknowledged it. And then, like, later when you reflect on it, you're like, oh my god, I'm so gay. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Yes. So when I first realized it, when I was 15, I started volunteering at a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an employee there.
Oh, okay. You're about to say, like,
one of the old ladies.
That 9-year-old dick.
No, vagina.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, that's really gross. I wish I could take all those mental flashes back. Old people, okay. Old people are honestly, at nursing homes, they're,
so
like, the
perverted.
Worst. They're the most, like, you could not wear anything.
Megan works at the same place still that you used to volunteer at. And she's literally constantly getting harassed by the old men.
Oh, yeah.
Men.
Well, they're probably like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Like, what are you going to do with
it's
me?
It's so bad.
She was just telling me how the other day, like, she was like, I don't know what she was even doing. She was doing something for this old guy, and, like, he literally was moving in slow motion up towards her ass.
Oh, my God.
And she literally would just keep being like, no, and, like, putting his hand back down, but then he just, like, keep slowly.
Yeah.
But it was slow-mo.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, you deny.
Because, like, the cop, they're also, like, losing it.
Yeah, I know.
So it's, like,
sad.
But also, like, men are naturally disgusting.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Back
it's
to
like,
their most primitive.
Exactly.
It's, disgusting. Yeah.
It's gross.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, but she was in college, and she's the one who actually mostly introduced me to weed.
Okay.
Hmm.
Like, not the first time.
Yeah.
I tried it before, but she was sort of the first, like, sort of regular occurrence. Yeah. And we just started making out.
Nice.
And then I was...
Where?
We would make out in my boss's office.
Yay!
That's amazing. And that makes it, like, 10 times hotter.
Right.
That's why I had to throw it in there for the listeners.
So nice. Yeah. And I'll let you guys do what you want with the phrase make out.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Do what and you then... want. Run wild. Okay.
You know.
Take that and run.
Nice. I was just very, like, entranced by her, and that was the first person I'd ever been entranced by, even though,
she,
like, you know.
She was, like, would you consider her, like, the whole, like, kind of look manly, but girly, right? I feel
she,
like I remember seeing a picture of her.
She
was
not
like,
a lipstick lesbian.
Yeah, no, definitely
but,
not.
What do you, what's a lipstick, like, just, like, looks more like a, like, what's a lipstick lesbian?
So, a lipstick lesbian is someone who's just very, femme.
Very femme, yeah.
Yeah, and.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely not where I go either. It's like, a I don't go for, like, a lipstick. I'm more of, like.
No, I'm good. Listen, boo, you want to look cute, you look cute. You want to.
Like, I feel like it does, but I feel like in the, at the end of the day, like, most of the. Women, though, that I end up, like, being, like, more entranced. Like, I can, like, look at girls and be, like, and, like, they can be, like, femme or whatever. And, like, just, like, be, like, oh, yeah, I'd, like, fucking make out with her or whatever. Yeah. But when it comes, like, down to, like, ones who are, like, by the end of the night, I'm, like, oh, my God, I want to, like, you know? It's,
okay.
It's usually, like, a, like, they probably have, like, short hair. They probably don't, like, they're probably not in a dress. Like, they're just much more, like, masculine, kind of, you know? But, like, I think I like to be protected. So I guess, I think I get that vibe more from, like, that, and then maybe that's why, I don't know. But.
So, yeah, depends what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like.
I think I've noticed for, like, a really long time. I just never, like.
Yeah.
Thought, like, oh, I'm gonna, like, tell people this, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I knew it for, like a really long time.
Yeah.
I think I would say, like, literally since I was in, like, first grade, I've probably known that it wasn't just boys I liked. But whatever.
I remember, like, in middle school being confused because I had a friend who was very butch. So, and I knew she liked me.
Ooh, on the softball team?
Yeah.
On the softball team.
Come on.
Yeah.
So,
wait, is this someone that we, or was this, like, someone random or was this someone that we knew?
Random.
Okay.
But, I remember being, like, confused by that. Because, like, when they look like a dude, you're like, oh!
Yeah.
But then they're not. Yeah. So I remember, like, feeling that, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And, like, even when you dated your ex, I was like, she is attractive. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I could understand, and I feel like I could be attracted to her. But the whole idea...
It's hard. She was really nuts.
Yeah. Well, so that's a different case. But, like, but the whole idea where I get caught up is, like,
the vagina.
The vagina.
I mean,
it seems so disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I mean, I've only really, I only
that's how
tried
I know.
Like that, whatever you're talking about once, and like I didn't somebody, like but... it, but I only also only did it once. But, like, Brian met me, he didn't like it either, and now he likes it, so.
Oh. Wait, stuff up his ass?
No.
Oh,
okay. Like, the vagina.
Well, yeah, Brian didn't
vagina.
Like vagina?
No, well, like, eating out. He wasn't, it wasn't really a thing he liked to do, and now he doesn't. Okay.
I was listening to something today, and they were, like, talking about how this guy would never go down on a girl because he was, like, convinced, or he would, I don't know if he was convinced or just grossed out by it, but. His excuse would always be, like, I'm gonna get strep throat.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
Vagina is great. Back on my sexual journey, y'all are weird. So, my first real relationship was with a woman in college. And I was super into her. And then we broke that off. So, because you were asking, what was the question? Like, when did you notice?
Yeah.
Yeah, but looking... Okay. I am, like, still deciding if this is factual or not, but I'm, like, 45 to 55, depending on the day, percent sure that I had a crush on you as a kid.
Me?
Like, little kid.
Cute, yeah.
Like, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Like,
because, do you remember, the thing I remember most distinctly, when you went to high school, I was in middle school, and you remember me being like, you went to high school, and, like, you got all these new friends, and, like, you hang out with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I was in eighth grade, guys. Like, and then I went to high school, and I was like, yeah, because you play, like, sports every season, and, like, shit every is so busy, like, you get, you know, like, high school to middle school is a world of difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I remember being like that, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I feel like that's a sign, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could
when
be.
You're like you were like a little like jealous.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking
what can
back,
I say?
Like I see signs.
Lesbians love me.
Oh my god.
No.
Honestly. God, I'm gonna kill myself. Yeah. Yeah. And then as far as coming out, when all of this was happening, I was telling all my friends. I never had a problem telling my friends at all because I was like, I'm not friends with you if you're, like, homophobic. Like, bye.
Yeah.
But the first person I did tell, when she was sleeping over next time, she was like, Ken, like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom to change.
Yeah.
And not in front of you. And I was like, all right. Like, you're
That's
not
the
that great
anyway. Stupidest
anyway.
Thing. That is, like, where it gets me. I know, like, especially with the whole, like, bisexuality. It's like, people think you're attractive to every single person. Like no, don't put yourself on that
still, like,
pedestal.
Still and, like, I think when I, like, actually, like, I think it was more of just, like, me, like, having to, like, tell myself, like, okay, Marissa, like, you don't, like, just have to be with guys if you don't just like guys because you clearly don't, you know? It wasn't like I, like, wanted to, like, bang all my friends. And not, like, all my friends are ugly. It was just, like, they're my friends. Okay? I mean, and, like,
oh,
that's what
good.
I'm saying.
Thank
like,
you.
I am so attractive now.
Like, you know, and, like, that was never, like, my reason. It was just, like, but they're all, like, they're
my
friends.
I can't
friends.
Believe you remember that, though. You remember all of our fights?
Oh my god.
Of course.
Do we have like
they
a little.
Broke me.
We have
they
something
broke
for
me
in here.
Apart. It tore me apart.
But yeah, like I think there is like, there's like such a distinction of like who's like, if like a friend were to come to me and be like, hey, I want to make out with you, like I'm not going to say no, but like.
Marissa, you should have some standards.
Like, obviously, if I'm, like, drunk or, like, into them. But, like, I don't, I feel like it's, like, they're my friend. And, like, I'm not going to be, like, falling in love with every one of my friends because of every gender. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
We're totally paying attention.
Yeah.
No,
we're question. She kind of already answered this one.
No.
What is
it? Do you prefer one gender over the other or hover towards one more? Which you had said that you, like, have felt, like, more emotional relationships with women.
I definitely have
a lot more
sex with guys.
With guys, though, okay.
But I...
So it's, like, somewhere
I've never,
like,
liked a guy. Like, I've never been, like, I like you as a person. Like, I'm always just, like, you always end up being gross.
Yeah.
Like...
You have to naturally...
I
morph them.
Listen,
and then I send
I'm not
them
here
off
to fix your personality. Like,
I'm a fixer. It's really rough.
No, I want it you sucks. To be, like, pulling me up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, supporting me.
Yeah.
That's a better phrase.
Definitely.
I'm too much of a mess to be the supporter.
So, how many relationships have you had, then, with a girl or, I guess you have... Have you ever had, like, an official relationship with a male or not really?
No. I have been in one official relationship, and it was with a
with
girl.
With a girl, okay. And we're back. Ange's bladder's emptied out.
Thank you.
I did not move. Barely moved.
Wait, do you know what the latest question me and Carolyn are trying to answer?
What?
So guys' prostates are, like, in their butt, right?
Yeah.
So when they take a really big shit...
Yeah, does
like,
it feel really good?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here, I can help you a little bit with this. If I am holding... I have to pee all the time. If I feel like I have to pee within the next 2-3 minutes, it is, like, dire. Like, I need to go right now. And it like, and then when I pee, I have said all the time, it feels better than an orgasm. It feels that good. Like, I'm like, ugh.
So, like, I could. That's a you thing?
I couldn't. I could assume that maybe men feel the same thing.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I feel like, okay, this must be a really common thing that people just don't talk about enough.
Yeah.
Because two other people that I live with and myself have, like, really poor bladder control.
Yes.
Like, I have peed in my school's parking garage in daylight during peak hours just because
you've had to go.
Like, and I'll be like, I have to go in the next 30 seconds or I'm literally going to pee my pants.
That is definitely
I am the same way. Yeah. I really am. And I get anxiety in certain situations if I know I can't get out or there's no bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
She's like, yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever, bitch. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Tell your listeners to do that. What's your good bladder control?
How to get like better bladder is control.
This is actually just like a case study. How to get un pregante
from bladder control.
No idea what you're saying.
Oh my fucking... All right, let's move the fuck on. We have two articles here. We're already at 35 minutes. We haven't even started
them. God damn.
Oh my god. Okay. All right, go. So, as usual, our links are linked. We're going to pull from two different articles today, okay? The first one I want to... We'll just go over one and then the other. The first one is through romper.com, you know, romper. And I liked question 1, 2, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12.
It's not a question. It's a fucking statement.
What the fuck ever? God damn it. Okay. We're just going to read through the numbers.
If you have it, okay. Oh, no. If you have
like,
not.
I'm like drooling.
Oh, God, she's disgusting. If you have not picked up. We're talking Seth about
spits every like sexual- spits out everything.
Shut
everything.
Up! We're talking about sexuality in the bi way.
In the bi way?
That's my way, the bi way.
Oh god. Oh god. Alright, go.
Okay. Anyway, so this one is 13 things to know about being bisexual because no, it's not a phase.
We're
not gonna read all 13.
Yeah, definitely not.
This is literally, like, this is a personal attack. Like, my parents think that, like, it's a phase. I'm like, it's not a phase. Like,
oh, I've tried to come out to my parents multiple times, and they just don't believe me.
How did you try?
Just don't get it.
Like, did you actively told them?
Oh, God!
Like, to their face, like, it's... yes, I'm bi. And my mom said she wasn't sure if it was a choice problem or a biological issue.
Oh my god.
What was the phrasing? Biological issue or social issue? That's what it was. That's what it was. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, I've worn flannel.
I've worn flannel.
I wore Converse. I wore only under eyeliner for like a year. And you're telling me you didn't know?
Yeah, right? I went through a real, like, only wore guy clothes phase.
Yeah.
When I was younger. Yeah, I used to literally tell my mom, like,
and my mom. All three of us.
And my mom was hardcore. Like, I never have, I think me, like, saying, like,
and
that
you didn't
I was
grow
bi,
tits. Well, you still didn't, but, like,
yeah.
You straight.
It's fine.
You played softball?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, Angie's actually gay. This is your coming out podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God, that's so funny. But... Like, I'm like, I really never had a problem with much with my parents. Like, we usually agree on a lot
Your
of things.
Are
and they're
pretty chill.
They're pretty chill about a lot. I think it's just, like, you hear all the time, like, people will say they're okay with it until it's their own kids. And then they say it's, like, oh, like, because they also, like, fear for them. They don't want their kids to go through, like...
How about you like, not be, like, a homophobic
rough, but, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's hard, I guess. I don't know. But, like, so, like, my parents, like, my mom, like, she fucking took me to the boy section, let me pick out army cargo pants and fucking boys t-shirts and, like, never, you know, I was like, okay, you want it? Sure. I was like, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, like, it was never, like, I was, like, pushed into, like, oh, my God, you can only wear dresses and, like, close your legs and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was never like that. So, I guess, like, in a way, I have to be, like, somewhat thankful because, you know, it could be a lot worse. So, but, yeah, it definitely was big tomboy. Always played with the boys. Mm-hmm. And stared at the girls. I'm just kidding. Okay. So, number one on this list says, bisexual people exist. People shouldn't have to prove their existence to validate it, but bisexual folks experience an almost constant erasure from both the queer and straight communities.
Retweet. My really good friend works for a company, Isley, I-S-L-Y-Y-L, whatever. They mostly do custom jewelry for drag queens, and it's super amazing. It's like laser cut jewelry.
Nice.
Go buy it. And her boss is bisexual, but married a man and has a family.
Yeah.
And, like, she has been quoted in news articles and stuff as straight, commenting on the queer community from, like, outside of it.
Yeah.
And, like, especially for people who are bisexual and end up with the opposite gender.
Yeah.
Like, you totally get erased.
Yes. Like, this literally says, like, if they're a woman with a male partner, the world will see them as straight. If they have a female partner, the world will see them as gay.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, they're just bisexual.
And I called myself gay for a while when I was dating my ex. Yeah. Because I figured that's, I literally just figured that's what it was. Like, I'm in love with a woman. I was 100% in love with her. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm gay.
Yeah. But like, it's like you can just love someone. Like, it doesn't really, you know. I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that. Okay. So, number two says, bisexual does not mean gender binary. For many people, they hear that the term bisexual and assume it applies to gender binary. But according to this, they often use the term to imply two meanings, same and different. As in, I am attracted to people of the same gender as me and of different genders as me. Some gender nonconforming people use the term too, and using the term binary genders erases these non-binary bisexual individuals.
Why does my jewel just, like, die sometimes?
I hate that. I, like, have to pull it out, clean it. Right? Like, I'll, like, clean it, I'll blow on it, and then I
start. Does it say what binary is again? I don't.
Yeah, so binary is just two. It literally means, like, two things together, right?
So it means male and female are the only genders. Mm-hmm. Binary is you have to identify as male or you have to identify as female, and there's no gender fluidity in between.
Yeah.
So bisexual does not mean gender binary. So you're saying it does not, like, mean.
I 100% identify as a woman.
Yeah.
And I can identify as bisexual.
Yeah.
But if I am gender fluid and sometimes I identify as a man, sometimes I identify as a woman, you could still identify as bisexual because you're liking both genders.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Just because you're not one gender doesn't mean you can't like, you know?
One. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, good. This is, like, good info, though.
Like, this is, like, I don't really know. Like, a lot. Dream right now to just sit here and talk about sexuality. No,
thank you, because, like, a lot of this stuff, like, confuses me, and it's not, like, I don't want to know because I'm, like.
But, like, you're scared to ask because you're,
it's, like, I just don't get it.
Surrounded by it all. Like, you were saying, like, I don't have, like, a lot of, like, friends who would consider, like, I had one gay who was, like, one of my best friends for a while, but, like, I don't talk to her anymore, so, like, I really don't, like, have, I don't have that many friends, so, like,
no, like, and, my, like, they're all fucking straight, so it's, like,
yeah,
I live in a house full of queers, so it's, like, this is literally our dream, like, all we want is to, like,
talk about
have
it.
Have straights listen to us.
Yeah.
Oh, good, well.
We're here to listen.
You're welcome. So number six is, who a bisexual person dates does not change who they are attracted to.
And that kind of ties into what we're saying. Yeah. Like, just because, like, it's a woman married to a male does not mean
you're automatically straight now.
Just because she married.
That's also, like, what does attracted mean? Like, I see a random person walking down the sidewalk and I'm like, you're hot. But attraction is so broad.
I literally was talking to Mel today. I was at the gym and I saw a really hot girl, and I was telling her about it, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I saw a guy, and I was like, that's a really hot guy. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, it was just, like, what caught my eye. I didn't really, like, you know.
Yeah, so whoever you end up with doesn't mean it erases, like, your past
bisexuality and defined you as.
I forget her name.
Love.
Who plays Rosa Diaz?
I don't know.
Stephanie's.
Yes.
Stephanie Beatrice.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, she's bi. She married a man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, the queer community is so supportive of her.
I love her. It. I love that show.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
I also have such a thing for, like, Spanish girls with that, like, huge, thick hair. Like, ugh. Rosa, you're bi, please.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Everything's
it's
really fine.
Everything's fine.
That was my burp, my version of a burp.
Good lord.
Okay. Number 7 says bisexual people can and do have kids.
Yeah. Do you know what? Wait, do you know what I want? I want science to advance far enough where, like, you can take the bone marrow from a woman and have, like, the stem cells.
Yeah.
And make a baby. I want to have, and of course if you do that, you can only have female babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if I end up in a lesbian relationship, that's how I want to have my kids.
Okay. Now, do you have to be pregnant or someone else gets pregnant? Or do they make, like, what? How do you, or you
I
do
mean,
that for yourself
sure
so that you can,
like,
only
in,
have a girl?
You know what I mean? Like, in a lab,
obviously. Yeah.
So I'm sure you could, you know, impregnate whoever you wanted with that sample.
Nice, yeah. See, I don't want to ever be pregnant. I can't do pregnancies. So.
I kind of like.
I would like to have
pregnant.
Kids, but I think I would adopt because I don't want to be pregnant, and I also.
I feel like my body would not handle
there.
It well.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Like, I have too much back pain at 21
yeah.
as it is. Like,
yeah.
You want to add a baby in front of there? You know,
I feel like I want to be pregnant, so I don't have to do anything.
You would be a good pregnant.
You would be a good pregnant.
I feel like
lady.
Just be like,
you would be like chocolate.
You would be. I feel like you. Would,
yeah,
but
exactly.
I also feel like you'd be one of those
anything.
Pregnant lady who would like have like that like one glass of wine you're allowed during.
Yeah,
like
aww.
If the doctor
but
you
tells
would
you, also yeah. like power walk around a park.
Yeah. What I know,
I believe it.
Maybe
I think you would like at first, and then I think by like the time you got pretty big, you'd be like, "Fuck
yeah!"
That.
I'd be like,
"You can wheel me around."
I'm calling out of work a month ahead of the doctor's prescribed time, just so I don't have to work.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna eat whatever the I want, regardless of this child. Well,
yeah, you don't have to work out because you're pregnant. You just
yeah,
be like,
exactly.
"I'm pregnant.
Like,
I'm hurting. I'm swollen."
I follow this like
you probably
woman.
Are.
Yeah, exactly. I follow this woman who was like a trainer and like super fit, and she's famous for that. Prior to getting pregnant, and when she got pregnant, she'd still work out. And I'm like, you are a
not
sick oh, because this is your time to, like, let that all go.
Yeah.
Just
let
stop.
Yourself go.
Still do anything.
Yeah.
This
pregnant.
Is, like, cash in for laziness, and no one can judge
yeah.
you. And that is
yeah.
what I'm looking forward
yeah.
to.
I just believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Just
yeah. cash it in.
And
yeah.
Jimmy would feed into it
yeah.
so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I think
would.
He would, too, yeah.
He better. Because that is exactly what's happening.
He better be answering all your phone calls.
Girlfriend,
oh,
God.
A little too realistic.
I'll
yeah.
get, like,
yeah.
hammered to a crucifix in the backyard.
I'm like, yeah, you're right.
We don't have...
You're going to be putting a ring on that before you get a bun in
but
that.
But I also envision that. Myself adopting... It's very confusing.
Yeah.
You
can,
like,
I mean,
also
you can do both.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I'll do
yeah.
both.
Be one of
I
those,
really
like,
do have one of
adopt.
My own.
I want to have, I
one
want
of
to adopt,
else's.
Like, 10 kids because I really like kids. I just do not see myself being pregnant. There's too much about me that would not go well with that.
I just, like, my problem is, like, I think I'm going to have kids, but I just see it so far in the future.
Yeah.
Like, one of
well,
my
you were saying, too,
job,
you'd rather be,
yeah.
like, older,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, I used to, like, I think when you're younger, like, in your teens, you're always like, I want to be a young mom and
yeah,
play
yeah,
with
yeah,
my
yeah,
kids.
Because
yeah. you think of young mom as, like, 25.
Yes, yes.
And that's, like, still,
and now we're
like,
8 close.
Years away. Yeah, now 25
yeah,
is, like, around
like,
the corner. And I'm
you're
like,
yeah, I
see a 35-year-old mom.
Yes. I remember me, I remember talking about this with you in middle school. So we were in middle school. I remember... Our history teacher, I don't know if we want to, like, I don't think it really matters, but Mr. Hrninko,
mm-hmm.
we were in love with
yeah,
him,
yeah.
okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
he was, like,
dude.
27 with a really hot blonde wife, and
uh-huh.
they had, like, 3 kids already.
Yep.
And we were like, that's
oh,
what
God.
We want to
yeah,
be,
yeah,
because
yeah.
they're going to be so young.
No,
good-looking.
I 100% remember
like,
being, like, I want to be a young wife, I want to be a young mom, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I still would like to be married, but not...
with kids yet.
With kids for a
They're
while.
So, like, so expensive.
Because you didn't know how much kids were when you were younger. Like,
it doesn't
you didn't
even,
realize,
it's not
you
even
just thought it was
money
having
part.
Kids.
It's just like the, like, that's
no,
exhausting.
No, the lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
that's no.
It turns into
I
an everyday
how much
job.
Kids are.
It turns into an every single day job for, like, at least 18 years.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, no, no. Although, one of my job benefits, if you need to ship breast milk in, like, a frozen container, they will pay for any costs of shipping express breast milk and will pay for the pump.
Wow.
So I'm gonna be out on site auditing some shit, taking
nice.
The weekend, like, full pumping.
Nice.
That's who
yeah.
I want to be, like, the career Romana.
Yeah. I always think about, I'm like, what would it be like to be a surrogate?
Just
make
be pregnant
like
and then
$20,000.
Yeah. Yep.
To literally
Listen,
have
someone
some else's
women
baby.
Like love pregnancy. Kris Jenner
oh,
loved pregnancy.
Clearly.
Did she?
Yeah, Courtney.
Clearly.
Didn't. Kim? No, Courtney loved it. Kim didn't.
She
yeah,
couldn't.
Chloe
do it.
And Kylie both, yeah, liked it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know
Kylie's
what I mean?
Ready
like,
to have her next
Just look
baby.
At the Car Jenners. They tell you everything you
yeah,
need to know
exactly.
about pregnancy.
So I'm kind of like. Okay, go through that, get to, like, play the lazy card, and then
yeah.
give it away. Sounds great. That sounds really good. Honest to God.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
And just going to be pregnant real soon. We're going to be like, oh, you and me. She can be like, no, I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a full-time
like,
job for the next 9 months.
If I'm getting paid, now I'm Gucci. Like, that's all I care about.
She's like, all about
money.
That money.
I feel like I have a nice womb.
Those
See,
childbearing
I
hips.
Mine is
yeah, those
up.
Hips look like they can birth some children.
Oh my God, I can't. I have childbearing hips. I don't want children. It's insane.
See, I like know my ovaries are like messed up,
oh,
so I just
same,
don't want to go with it.
Same, same.
Yeah.
I think I've always, I used to tell myself if ever one day I want kids, I'm not going to be able to have them. Like, I feel like I'm going to try, and then I'm not even going to be able to get pregnant, so no point in even trying. No, I really do. I also think I'm, like, going through early, like, menopause, so, like, that's happening too, but it's fine. That's just my own
Are you just, like not
issues.
Getting your period?
I do, but, like, I've read a lot about it, and I have, like, a lot of the symptoms, and, like, they say, like, it can go on from, like, 1 to 4 years until it stops fully, but I'm very irregular all the time. But,
See,
like, it's
I,
fine.
Like, I was super irregular, and
yeah.
then I had PCOS.
Oh, what's
so,
that?
So, like, polycystic ovarian oh. syndrome. You should just, like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't go to a gyno,
your...
so.
What?
Just,
yeah, I've
never
been
either.
One.
Okay, I got my first pap smear literally last week.
Really?
Yes, because I went in for this problem because I missed one day of birth control and got my period for 16 days back to back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like this is the shit I'm talking about. It's yeah. like not a, I got like literally anemic from having
oh my
period
God.
So much. I like saw raw meat and I would get cravings. Like I was making hamburgers and I would get cravings to like
Just
literally
eat
just
it.
Eat raw hamburger.
Oh, God.
Because I was bleeding so fucking much.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. You should get it checked out. But it can be, like, it cannot show up for months.
Yeah.
And then it can be there.
I'm currently late right now.
It's a really easy fix. You just need the right kind of birth control
yeah.
with the right kind of hormones.
Yeah.
But
I also don't
I'm
like
convinced
to take anything.
I
so, like, I don't want to, like, take anything.
See, listen, some of
like,
us
I don't
have
take
choice
meds,
already.
So... Like, I literally, the only thing I take is, like, I even didn't even want to take some medicine that Jimmy gave me
last
week.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, ibuprofen.
But, like, I only
out.
Take ibuprofen, and I was, like, well, what is
oh,
this?
Oh, and it
was and
a
was, like,
medicine.
It was, event. It was Tylenol or something. But
it was, like,
the
opposite
but
of
But I don't know, and
things.
I, like, was, like,
I
bugging
I have my
out.
Weekly pill thing
oh,
with, like, the
God.
Little pops.
I can't swallow them either.
Oh,
that's my
oh,
other
yeah.
problem.
She's a chewer.
I have to chew them.
Take, like, 6 pills a day. Like, look at my medicines, and then I take my vitamins, and then I take my caffeine pill. It's, I love it. I want to take all my food by pill. Like,
oh
I don't want to have
God.
To eat. It's so annoying.
Oh
you have to, like,
God.
Plan it out. I just want someone to, like, stick an IV in my arm, put
you
what
get
I
a
need in there.
Feeding tube, like,
yeah.
Gypsy
yeah.
Rose.
Oh!
Marissa!
No!
Add is so hard to watch. That is so
It really
hard.
Is.
That's fucked up, man.
It is fucked up. I know.
Moment of silence for Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Still in jail, so I don't know if that's a moment of silence.
We send you
yeah,
love.
So.
I feel like I send wish the I love. Could. She love could pull you out there myself. I signed a petition to get her out.
Of course.
Really?
At Gypsy.
At Gypsy, we love you.
Water.
We support you, bitch.
All right. We support you, bitch.
So right, we've got really eight, right? All over the place. So, bisexuality is about attraction, not behavior.
Oh, wait. I was like, wait, what? You could have sex with one or zero people and still identify as bisexual. Okay, so it's basically saying, like, okay, so, like, if you're bisexual, like, and like you were saying, like, I don't really have an emotional connection with men, but I have sex with them. But then with women, it's
not
like,
even that. It's like,
you don't physically
I feel
have
like
to
this
ever
is really geared towards, women or men who have not made out with the same gender but are attracted to them. Like, you're still valid as bisexual, even if you haven't had physical sexual encounters with the same gender.
Yeah. Gosh. I think I did that before.
I'm
even
like so good at this.
Like,
you
really
are
good at
awesome.
This. No. I'm happy
this
that
we
like,
had you on
this
because I don't know
you.
Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, I just like my like answering voice, you know, when I'm like, well, listen.
Well, listen here.
All right, next question.
All right, number 9 says bisexual does not mean attracted to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, bitch, you're ugly. I'm not attracted to you. Move on.
Like, it doesn't matter what's, like, going on down there. Like, you just...
This reminds me of the movie.
Of what?
Chuck and Larry. When the two firefighters pretend they're gay, and then all the other firefighters are like, oh my god, I can't play basketball with you anymore because you're attracted to me. It's like, get over yourselves.
Yeah.
No. Are you attracted to every single guy you meet? And or like, woman you're meet?
Yeah.
You meet?
And it is
no,
like
it's the same it's like, thing. Who, you're not.
Like, literally, like, 5% of them.
Yeah. You know, like, you're not attracted to every single person
exactly.
just because
and, like,
the
just
gender.
And just because, like, if you were a straight male and you're hanging out with a straight female, like, what, you can't hang out with each other? Like,
that's,
you're,
no, that's
like,
how
you
straights
know?
Think. Let's ask the local straight.
Hi.
What's your opinion on that?
Yeah.
Because I literally know straight people who are, like, my significant other cannot hang out with the opposite sex.
Well, mine doesn't, but it's not because I'm saying he can't. You know what I mean?
But if he
but
did
it's also
start,
like,
would you be like, who's that hoe?
It would depend, you know? Like, no, I know he has female friends, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I know of them, and it's whatever. And, like, I feel like I have more male friends, you know? Like, then he has female friends, and it's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, friends with your brother, and, like, everything, and it's just, like, accepted, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, also, thing, like, literally think childhood just, friends,
I know, so everybody. It's,
like, you couldn't even come
hard.
In and say no, like,
yeah. Yeah, I know, it's hard, because it's, like, when I don't have any recent or new male friends, so it's hard to
but
say.
But also, like, who makes friends when they get older?
Exactly!
Like, who
so
has
like,
friends? I don't have friends! I don't have any friends! Like, literally.
I'm just
like, every
I'm
week,
just
an
apparition.
Weekend, I hang out with Ange and Jimmy.
And it's
every
awful.
Weekend.
She hates her life.
That's what...
I'm miserable.
I'm, like, so excited to come see you guys for a summer. I feel like it's
going
to be fun.
Drink
my
drink.
I'm just kidding. And if I didn't want... trust me, I wouldn't be fucking hanging out with you.
Oh, God. Good to know.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Anyway. Well, this is comfy. Okay. Number 10, Angie?
Mm-hmm. So, bisexual does not mean always down for threesomes.
So, you may not be speaking to the right person.
Please
oh, this
go
is a
into
good
it! Yes!
Time
great
to bring
segment.
Up our question. We were going to ask you about the situation.
About threesomes with a married couple. Go.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
I mean, I've had like a few threesomes with a few different couples.
Nice. You've been a unicorn.
Yeah, I like being the swing, first of all, because I like to peg guys. Yeah.
Ooh.
Also. Oh my
God, I'd love to do that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever taped yourself having sex?
No. That's something I haven't done. I would, like, not like I don't want to. It just never happened.
I just don't like my face in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're, like pegging stuff. A dude, like, just, like, videotaping that shit.
Well,
down,
yeah, or if they want to, I'd like, go ahead, you know? I don't care. Just, like, don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 100% on board. That's with what that.
Someone I was with really liked to take pictures, but like the first time they did it, they like didn't ask her anything. Mm. I just turned around and they were literally filming us having sex, oh my and I was God. Like, "Hello,
put that away."
Yeah, I was like, "This was not disgust."
Yeah.
Like, but then I was like, "Eh, you know, who gives a fuck?" So
now I'm like super jealous. I feel really out of the loop.
A genuine problem is I don't know how to move my sex bag back home. Because I'm staying with, to the listeners, I'm staying with my parents for a summer between when I graduate college and when I start my job. And it's going to be lit because I'm going to be by you guys.
Yes. But, you got to store it, lock it up under the bed. I don't know.
Literally, I like, did like, they, like, I
search your
it.
Room?
No, my mom is, like, so nosy.
Yeah.
Like, she does that all the time. She'll be like, I found this in your backpack. Or, like, I found this
like,
in your
backpack. You're like, why were you in my backpack?
Yeah, but at that point, it's like, even though it's like, why were you doing that?
Yeah.
It's
like, she already caught you. Yeah.
So I, like, hate that. And, like, honestly, like, bitch, I'm grown. I'm an adult. Yeah. I'm about to be.
Do you have your own car?
Well, my parents are giving me. The car that I'm driving.
I was gonna say, maybe with that, maybe you can, like, throw it in the trunk or something.
Oh, yeah, I could. Like I'm just gonna, because I'm, it's such a short time between I move, I'm not even unpacking most of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all my
keep
winter
in the back,
clothes,
put some stuff
decorations.
In front of it.
Yeah, it's in, like, boxes, like, taped up. So I'm just gonna do that.
Stick it in with the Christmas decorations, like, that's wrap the dildos, like, around Santa
and
stuff.
That's
around,
literally
like,
what literally. They're, like, in bags and bags. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
I just want to wear a strap on. This is like, I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh, girl, bring it.
Listen. I don't have one. I need one. I want to buy one.
Strap ons are your friends. Then, sometimes, this is dead ass. There have been several occasions where I'll just wear a strap on around the house because I'm like, someone rang the doorbell one time. I was wearing a strap on. This is not a joke. I was like, someone's home. It's fine. They're going to get it. Like, full on dick sticking out. Like, this huge black strap on. I was standing in the kitchen and I was like, well, I can't walk to the door with it. So I took it off and I stuck it on the microwave. And then I went to answer the door and I came back. My housemate was like, your strap on's on the microwave.
Oh my God. You don't ask, you just do.
I love
and then they just God. Like it, and then you're like, and then they're
that's
like,
good. Straight guys are so scared
exactly.
of their
asshole.
But your prostate
you
just right
like, why would it be there if it wasn't supposed to be
that's
you?
Like, no, you got, yeah. And you know what? That's part, like, we've created such a, like, fear for men to be, like, vulnerable or, like, feminine. Mm-hmm. Like, stick a finger up your butt.
Gay.
Everyone
like,
likes
like,
it.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't like a finger up their butt.
That finger's fine.
Yeah.
Finger's honestly fine. I'm okay
that's
with
why
a finger
too.
Do it.
Because then it's fine. And
yeah. And then like, if you don't like
something
it,
clicks,
stop,
it's
sorry.
Like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. Oh, that's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Like, the first time you masturbate with, like, a shower head.
Mm-hmm. See, I never found, like, anything with that. Like, I've tried it.
And
like,
I need support right now or I'm going to feel dumb.
I don't feel dumb. I was given a gift in high school by a boyfriend at the time, and it's a Hitachi.
Ooh.
And I think that I'm thinking like I can still do like hand or whatever, but like if it's like if I got something and it ain't as strong as that, like.
Doesn't
she ain't gonna. I'm not gonna be happy.
So
that's
here's the thing.
That's literally the problem with BDSM. Once you do something, is like more,
more.
Do you remember Bosch Yonko?
No.
What?
No.
What
listen to me.
That?
Listen to me and look into my eyes.
I am,
Pig
but
Latin. I'm Bosch Young.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I fucked him in a pool.
What?
I don't know. I was like 15.
Oh my god! Yeah, but what pool? Like, no, I'm asking like pool?
It was like this.
Like, where did you find a pool?
No, it was one of those like private pools. Like, it wasn't even fun because I was anxious because we, like, broke into private property. And I was like, I know no one's here. It was, like, the middle of the night, but I was, like, such a good... You know, like, I don't want to be caught fucking in someone's, like...
Yeah.
It was, like a townhouse complex. Oh. Yeah, not someone's, like, personal home, but, like, a townhouse complex or something. I was, like...
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, when he smoked, he had this gas mask. Like, an asthma, breath mask.
Yeah.
I've never, before or after, that is the only time I've smoked through that, but it's an experience.
Yeah.
For sure.
Clearly.
I'm sure.
Good lord.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I think I tried threesomes, but that's fine.
Yeah, that one's done, that whole list. We can, like, kind of talk about the other one if we want, because those are, I don't know.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick apart a little from this other article from Cosmo called The 9 Best Things About Being Bisexual. One, you never question your sexuality because you're attracted to someone. I just like reading these. I feel like it's so like,
no,
oh my God.
Just read them full out. We like won't even comment. I just want you to read this.
Just like all of them or like the whole pack?
Yeah, no,
okay.
I just want to hear you read.
Okay, so that was one. You never have to question yourself. Whatever. Two, you're revolutionary just by existing.
Three, do you feel...
You can easily give up men or give up women without giving up dating.
Wait, what?
Okay. Four, you can pursue a relationship with anyone you think is rad, regardless of gender. Five.
Can't, like, anyone do that?
Yeah, right? You have a built-in jerk repellent.
What is that?
That's just...
I guess because it's saying, lots of...
That's just Cosmo,
being six, Cosmo. You have a million sexual possibilities. Jeez. Seven, you have some awesome bi role models. You know who's bisexual? Angelina Jolie, Margaret Cho, Carrie
Brownstein. Is she...
James Baldwin. I mean, I know Margaret Cho is, but I don't know about the rest of them.
Margaret Cho.
She is a fucking boss-ass bitch.
The comedian?
She was on Masked Singer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love her.
She was the poodle.
Yeah. Oh,
eight, you can wave the bi pride flag because it's pink, purple, and blue, which, if you ask me, are all the best colors. That's Louis says. That's it. And then nine, you can't assume someone's orientation. Just by who they're dating. Wait, can we just go back up to number three? You can easily give up men or give up women without giving up dating.
That just means, like...
But if you're attracted, like, you can't just, like, oh, I'm just gonna give this up. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, because I'm just gonna give it
I
up,
mean,
but I'm
like,
totally
I
not gonna
like
love that hot waitress
that
walked over here. What?
I'm like, I would never want to date a man.
See, like, I felt like that dick, way. I felt the opposite disgusting. Way for a while, where I was like, I don't think I could ever date a girl.
Oh, well, yeah, and I used to be like that in the early days, and then I was like, ooh, I'm so much gayer than I thought.
Yeah. I like men that are, like, torn down so much that I can just be, like, fix them and then make them into, like, the feminist that you need to be.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, literally. Like, I, like, make them, like... Be like more respectful towards women. I'm doing you all a favor. You're welcome.
She's a hero.
She's a hero.
Careful.
She's a hero. What is it? A shero? I don't know. Whatever.
Shero? Miss me with that gay shit.
I knew that would piss you off as I said it. So yeah,
why
what do you have to say?
Empty?
That's what do you have to say about all those Cosmo things besides I'm going to shoot myself tonight?
No, I just want to repeat that. I'm going to shoot myself tonight.
Because I really think that this was written by, like...
The straightest
This was written
ever.
By the straightest
girl
person alive.
Who, like, had, like, me. Lindsay, that was, like, two of her friends in college when she was drunk and was like, oh, my God, I'm
no, no, no. She didn't even make out with friends. It was her friend who made out with friends, and she was like, yeah.
I
was
love just, you like, anyway. So much
fun. And she wait, was like, can we? No, Jenny. Jenny. Wait, Jenny.
I'm going to bring something up. Like, wait, if this is something stop. That we... Breaking news.
Her name is Lindsay.
Oh, my God. King her name Miller. Is Lindsay.
And all her articles are about queer moms.
Okay, so maybe she
sexing is sexing to parent to lesbians. Yeah.
But she had to write it as if she was...
This is not an ally if she's writing this article. This is, like,
the worst thing. She looks like an ally.
She looks scary. That's all I can say. All right,
girl gotta make money somehow, but please don't ever write any of those sentences again.
Yes, yes. Agreed. Now, I don't know if this is, like, because I doubt that this girl even listens or she would even remember that she had this conversation. But let's go back to, like, a couple years ago. We went to a concert for Hoth when Hoth was a thing. Oh. We were all there.
Rip Hoth.
We were all there. We went, it was at a basement and I don't even know.
Oh my God, I remember that one.
And your friend came and oh. Didn't you tell her you had a girlfriend and she said, oh my God, that's so in or something like that?
Oh.
Can we just talk about
that? Oh, probably.
I forgot about that and then I just thought of it when I saw it.
I forgot about that too.
Yeah.
I just blanked it out.
Like, how
you're like, that was terrible. I remember Anne
saying it to me and I was like, yeah, so, like, this, is that literally what she said? Like, oh my God, that's so in to be
I know who you're talking gay. About, yeah. And it, like, kind of sounds like, it sounds like she had good intentions, but, like, it came out, like,
oh, bad. Yeah, no, that's oh, yeah, no, I said. See it as, like, yeah. She was, like, that's just, like, why?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, that's, I was joking about this before to you, yeah. When you were, like, what's the tea? And I was, like, later I said, like, what's the grease? Like, yeah. We have to make new words because the streets are taking ours. Like, that is a thing, though. Do you... Okay. The perfect example. Vanessa Hudgens was a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, yeah.
And one queen, she made a comment and she was like, I'm so into voguing right now.
Okay.
And everyone, like, queers were pissed. Because voguing is, like, a part of... queer history very deeply, like, back in the ballroom scene, like, when you walked in a category, like, it was voguing and everything, like, Vogue the House Down, yeah. Pussy Boots Mama, like, the whole shebang, like, voguing's always been, like, a part of that, even, like, older queens with, like, Madonna and everything, and then, like, a straight person saying, I'm into that right now, like, it's a fad, and not a part of queer history.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just a fad going along. That's, like, a big thing. That's definitely, like, a microaggression.
Okay.
Like, if you're straight and you don't know, like, I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
yeah,
have,
yeah, yeah.
People who get angry about everything, I don't have energy for that.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, everyone, like, use, like, even with what this friend had said to you, like, it's not like they mean it to be mean, but, like, I feel like taking, like, I don't know. I feel like I can see maybe more of an accident, though, with, like, someone saying, like, a phrase, but then, like, and, like, catching on to it. And I know there's so much more history, but I'm sure she didn't know that. She just heard it was like, oh, my God, that's a cool word. I want to like, be that. Whereas, like, I feel like when you're, like, saying, like, oh, being, like, you know, queer is in, like, that's, like, an entire... emotional, like, physical, like, just entirety that, like, just explains your sexuality, which is such a broad part about all of us, and like, that's, like, a huge thing, just be like, oh my God.
So I'm sure, like, locally, we're in the Northeast, which is very tolerant.
Yeah.
But, like, dead ass, like, you go to the South, like, people are still disowned for being gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that's most of the part of the world. Like, we live geographically in one of the most tolerant areas in the world. And, like, so a lot of people think it's, like, fun or, like, fashion or, like, whatever, like, queer people already have the exact same rights, like, we're not discriminated against. And, I mean, those are the same people who say, like, black people aren't discriminated against, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the United States is racist as fuck.
Yeah.
And they're still homophobic, too. And, like, especially, like, oh my God, intersectionality, like, if you were a queer black woman, like, you have power.
Yeah.
Like, props to you. Yeah. Like, you are a powerful person.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, being a fad is a problem, especially looking at it as a fad when there are still a lot of queer people in the world who literally don't have rights, could get killed.
Like, can't come, like, can't express themselves, can't, like, be Eastern themselves.
Europe and Asia and, like, areas in Africa and stuff where a lot of women, like, genital mutilation is still really big in parts of Africa for women.
Yeah,
crazy. Like, it's tribal, you know what I mean, culture and everything. Yeah. And, so it's just important to, like, not get wrapped in your own bubble and be like, oh, like, you know, like I said, I was going to New Hope Pride this weekend, and New Hope is the queerest place. I went into a sex shop there one time, and this guy was in full drag telling me about this guy he'd fisted.
Oh,
and
my God, like, that's amazing.
Living for it. I was with that older man having him buy me some things there. I was like, this is my queerest self. I am living.
Yeah.
But it's important to know, you know, like, in the world, like, this, like, we're sort of bubbled.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's good insight. On that entire topic in general, like, that's a lot. I think we really learned a lot. To pee. I think other people learned a lot. I think we're pretty good then.
We're out.
Yeah, so thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Audrey and talking with us and giving us your intelligence.
Oh, I'm so happy this happened.
Such a topic that's like misunderstood.
This was like my favorite thing ever to do.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Thanks for coming. We'll have you again. Don't worry. We have all summer.
She'll be back. Don't worry. All right. Right. Subscribe, like,
follow,
whatever you have to do.
Email
us,
listen, all those good things.
All right,
thanks for listening. Okay,
this has been another episode of Who's Up Bitches.
Bye.
Bye.